Rod Dreher commenting on this. It must be said that the whole business, let me go back to the beginning. This is about John Lewis, the congressman from Georgia, who will not, he did not attend George W. Bush's inauguration in 01 or 05. He's not going to attend Trump's. My view is that it was irresponsible for Lewis to say that Trump is not a legitimate president. In this, Lewis is no better than Trump himself. Well, when he blah, 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 blah. The greater sin, if that's the word, was Trump's absurd overreaction to what John Lewis said. I don't believe that being a black man who's a civil rights hero, as Lewis absolutely is, gives you the right to say whatever you want to without criticism. And then he knocks Trump for his response. But it must be said that the whole business of questioning a president's right to hold office is pernicious. It puts a hard stop on all civility and cooperation. The worst instance, of course, was the claim that Obama, and then he gets into the claim that Obama was born in Kenya, wasn't an American citizen, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, Rod, that's never been conclusively debunked. There's a very good case to be made that Obama was born in Indonesia or Kenya and is not American citizen, especially since his father, Barry Satoru, was not a citizen. Under the original understanding of natural-born citizen, that would make Obama not a natural-born citizen. But then again, I digress. This is one thing that's Trump often justifies his attacks as counterpunching. Even a glancing blow seems to merit a nuclear response. But this is the exact opposite of the ethical teaching, blah, 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 blah. This is one thing that's so strange about Trump. He's an extremely wealthy man who took on the entire Republican Party establishment, defeated it, then went on to win the U.S. presidency in a victory with world historical implications, and still he can't stop himself from going to the mat with a congressman from Atlanta. This is all Dreher knocking. Let's get to the point here. It's clear that Trump and his enemies on the left are going to be at each other's throats for the next 4 years. This is not healthy, folks. As a matter of fact, here, you want a dose of this? Play Michael Eric Dyson from yesterday's Black Lives Matter rally. This is the counter-inaugural protest that was, I think the Reverend Al Sharpton began the festivities, if you want to call them that, with a rambling 35-40 minute long speech where he harangued, he huffed and puffed, threatened, it's not my president, we're not going to let him rule us, we're not going to let him do this, we're not going to let him do this, blah, 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 blah. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it funny that when democracy doesn't go the left's way, when it doesn't go a left as a smarmy, snickety, pinko commie libs way, their first reaction is to make a reaction. You know, before you play that, I remember this, as I'm sure many of you do. I attended the Tea Party, the first Tea Party rally and protest on the 15th of April, in the year of our Lord and Savior, Anno Domini, 2009. I was at the one in Mordor on the Potomac. I actually went to D.C. XM Satellite Radio has their studios there. I did the show there from that morning. The Mike Church Show band came out. We played Mr. Jefferson live. And then we went to Lafayette Square, where there was a big Tea Party rally. And I got to speak after Laura Ingraham. There was Laura Ingraham and somebody in between. And then I got up there. It was pouring rain. It was cold. It was like 35 degrees. It was absolutely miserable. Folks, there were no calls for violence. I know. I was there. There was no call for anyone other than peaceful, civil opposition to what Obama was promising to do. That was the exact message, peaceful, civil opposition to what Obama was promising to do. And I think for the most part, over the next 2 years, that was carried out. It didn't matter. This is going to be my point. It didn't matter. The Pelosi Congress wouldn't pass Obamacare anyways. The Pelosi Congress passed the Porculus Succubus Stimulus Act anyways. Neither one of those two items was popular. Neither one of them had vast majority to support. But Obama wanted them. Now, what did we do? We are currently living peacefully and trying to figure out how to escape the ravages of Obamacare. No one that I know of that was in opposition has blown any buildings up, has surrounded anyone and threatened violence against them, or any of the shenanigans that are going on here. So what are we witnessing here, folks? You're witnessing disorder. These people's lives are so disordered that they think that you can extend the disorder in their personal, sin, mortally sinful lives out into the world with the rest of us. And that somehow they're protected to do this by the First Amendment and by protesting and all this. This is all going to end in tears. As a matter of fact, as I'm reading all these stories this morning, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking, like, my poor baby girl, Mama, as I called her, Madison, is attending in an institutional higher learning at Louisiana State University, LSU, as you know, in Rouge Beton, Red Stick on the Mississippi River. You ever wonder what Baton Rouge means? That's what it means. Baton, get it? You pass the baton. Rouge, red, Rouge Beton, Red Stick in the river, and that's a big bend in the river right there where it was marked, and it was a great place for commerce, and it was kind of narrow there, so you could cross by ferry, and thus the town of Baton Rouge, it was a good fertile area for farming, became. Anyways, I actually had the thought, I need to have a conversation with her. I actually need to tell her, sweetheart, I know you're innocent, and you think that everyone is cool, and that everyone loves you, and all your friends, and all that. You're on a college campus now. I guarantee you, there are factions of these radical nutbags that are on the LSU camp. They're on LSU. They're at two. You name your university, they're there. And if you don't have a chancellor or a university president that's going to tell these punks where to go and how to get there, you're going to have trouble. And to inform her that don't attend any protests, don't go to any rallies, stay away. Don't go to any parties where there is even the possibility that you might wind up in the company of the wrong people. Just don't go. Take your friends, go somewhere else. I'll even pay for it. Don't go. Avoid these close encounters with radicals by thinking ahead. We would be irresponsible. Middle church is scaring people. There's children out there crying on the way to school. We would be irresponsible if we did not caution our children, especially high school and college age kids. Look, you got to use your smarts. You got to think. I can't be there and do this for you. You got to think in advance, sweethearts, young men, especially you young men. Boy, howdy, do we need chivalrous young men now. You have to think in advance. You gotta think out loud. You gotta analyze these situations. You gotta go like, wait a minute. I heard one of these wacko radical. There's a BLM group that said they were gonna show up at this. No, I'm not gonna go. Don't go. Don't go anywhere near where these people are. I'm telling you, folks, I smell Mammon. I smell the evil. I smell the rat. I see what the rat is. What the rat is doing. Watch O'Keefe's video. These people are conspiring to attack. There's one just diabolical moment in here. In the video that was filmed, undercover video that was filmed by James O'Keefe, where the two conspirators, this coon creep, actually says that, man, it's like, you know, after we stink them out of the building and the sprinklers go off and they get all soaking wet, we get the added benefit of watching them all standing out in the freezing cold, salivating over the prospect that another human being might come down with pneumonia, might get frostbite. Miniature, that's extreme, that's dumb. Oh, yes, it is. These people, folks, now this is what the cult of death hath wrought. This is what it has produced. Callous disregard for all human life now. You can't even go to a private party now and have the reasonable expectation of, number one, as the English might say, of privacy. Number one, privacy. And number two, safety. Knowing that these creeps, these goons, might find out. They might find out you voted for Trump. Somebody in your group is a Trump supporter. Creeps, social justice warriors, plotting your demise. Christopher, play the clip from Michael Eric Dyson. You know, you can start at about a minute in. We don't need to hear the introduction because it's boring. He doesn't get going until he's like two minutes in, but start at about a minute in, so you don't have to start from the beginning. This is recorded at a it wasn't Black Lives Matter, but it was B, I think it was B-I-L, B-I-L group. They were all black people that were screaming and ranting and raving and hollering and screaming about things. And Trump hasn't even taken office yet, and apparently he's already a war criminal. Here, listen to Dyson.
Brother, professor.
Belligerent, bellicose, and bullying. A man who is unmolested by enlightenment. A man who is addicted to the United States of amnesia.
He's talking about Trump.
He refused to study his history. He is here in a moment of incredible importance, and yet he lacks the gravitas and the study and the scholarship and the erudition and the insight and the courage and the heart to bear witness to the truth. He has put in place of our government a baronocracy. Tycoons who are billionaires and multimillionaires who are without competence. Just because you got a bunch of money don't mean you know what you're doing.
It doesn't Pockets mean you don't know what you're doing either.
Empty. The reality is we've got a president-elect who is unconscious of the deep and profound waters that have washed over our lives. And so we are here to remind him that we will not be moved. We ain't going back.
And
all of this incompetence, don't ever again say you are against so-called preferential treatment and the worst meaning of affirmative action. We have got the most incompetent, incapable people putting in place to run the government, mostly white men and some white women.
Can't have that.
And a brother. That's the soft bigotry of bro expectations. But the reality is that we must
pause the digital media file. What it now? I want you to pay attention to this, for heaven's sake. It is now soft bigotry to hire a white man. You just heard it. This is soft bigotry. Soft bigotry to hire a white man or a white woman. Folks, I am telling you, these maniacs, they plan violence. Do not take this lightly. Let me take you back. That's why I brought up William Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, Weather Underground, and the SDS, the Students for the Democrat Society. In 1972, over 1,900 bombings. 1,900. That didn't happen by accident. 1,900. People were injured. In one case, in one of those bombings, people were killed. Congress was bombed. The Pentagon was bombed. There was a bomb planted in Congress. There was a bomb at the San Francisco police headquarters, the one that Bill Ayers actually himself personally planted. There were other bombs that were placed in government facilities and police offices. Police officers were targeted. Police officers were killed. People that didn't agree with that were on the wrong side of the questions were targeted to be bombed. Sometimes they would just indiscriminately pick a target, like a tugboat company was blown up. For what reason? I don't know. Maybe it was run by a white guy. Michael Eric Dyson is one of these. You know, his book is, roll the rest of the. I just wanted to point out, soft bigotry now, according to the social justice warriors, we're now gathering together. Of course, they're anarchists, so they can't get too close together, are now of the position. And if you hire white man or white woman, you have just committed an act of soft bigotry.
We must remember that we are all in this together. Gay and straight and lesbian and transgendered and bisexual, Christian and Muslim, black and white. We are told that this is the revenge of the white working class. I love the white working class, but there's a black working class and a brown working class and a yellow and a red working class. We are all in this together. And what we must tell our white brothers and sisters is that you got to learn from us as well. Don't be hoodwinked and snookered by investing in white supremacy and the unconscious reflex of bigotry. You've got to push beyond that to understand we are all in this together.
No, stop the digital media file. No. You can't. You just listed 13 groups.
Did he just insult the Native American community by saying red?
Maybe he did.
The red working class.
Maybe he meant his buddies in the communist movement.
Maybe so.
Maybe he meant Pinko.
Because I thought the Native Americans were.
Wait a minute. He just gave you 13 distinct groups, but they're all in it together.
Right.
You know, you had the token mention of the straight. Then you had the gay, then the lesbian, then the trans, and then the bi. And then,
wow.
Folks, you can't. You see. Now, what does error produce? And this Michael Eric Dyson guy is a well-known radical. Error produces error. There is no force on earth that can stop what these people are thinking because their thinking is warped and erroneous. So don't hold out that, well, maybe the moralist among them. Where are you going to find one?